we turn to a topic that everybody deals with, and that's email. Email has been around for two decades, yet it's still difficult for, say, the Army Secretary to send everyone in the Army an email. Well, that's about to change. The Defense Information Systems Agency set up a single, unified directory of email addresses for every military civilian, retiree, and contractor employee. That's 4.5 million people in all in that directory. That setup will also help cybersecurity. Joining us with the story, Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Ruben.
All right, so this is called a software forest, this directory of email addresses. Why is DISA using it and how?
Well, the directory of email addresses is a part of how DISA really is expanding its cloud computing services that it offers to the rest of DoD. They started with RACE, or the Rapid Access Computing Environment, which basically was infrastructure as a service, and it now includes platform as a service, and this directory is part of how it will offer software as a service, so if you will, the three layers of cloud. Now, DISA is using the directory for its enterprise email services that the Army is in the middle of implementing, though, let's be fair here, they're on pause because Congress wants more information, more cost-benefit analysis, but still, they expect it to be done by the end of May. Alfred Rivera is the director of DISA's Computing Services Directorate. He says the Enterprise Application Forest, this big directory, is fundamental to all the cloud services.
This Enterprise Application Service Forest, which is the identity management authorization forest for all users to be authenticated against as we build these capabilities in the cloud. And that's available now for the department with all the over 4 million users associated on this forest. So, again, from an identity management perspective, with this capability, get more ease of use in the department.
Now, I caught up with Rivera after he spoke yesterday at an event sponsored by 1105 Government Information Group in Washington on cloud computing. Now, you heard Rivera talk about identity management, but that also plays in the role of a better cybersecurity. One of the ways DoD and other defense agencies are trying to guard against future leaks of information, and we all remember WikiLeaks, is through the use of the HSPD-12, or for DoD CAC, secure ID cards.
Then you start getting into the ABAC processes where applications are authentication against an application to a person is identified within that application service forest. And so, yes, so, you know, Alfred Rivera is only authorized these applications that are identified in that service forest. Those will be laid out into that capability. That's exactly right.
How will DISA take advantage of this directory as it expands into cloud services for DoD?
Well, I think the directory is actually key to so many of their future enterprise service offerings. Rivera says DISA is in the final stages of testing a portal that would include SharePoint as a service.
We have hundreds and hundreds of SharePoint instances located across the globe, and the department sees an opportunity. If we can provide that capability in a cloud architecture where we have common standards, a common architecture that everybody focuses on, we anticipate we could save millions associated with that. So we're in the process right now of completing the engineering designs. We have a pilot in place right now for Enterprise SharePoint in the cloud. We are piloting it with the United States NetCom, which is the signal community for the U.S. Army. We have about 14,000 users located globally on this SharePoint instance, and we're piloting it and validating, you know, going through the right measurements and testing whether or not we're meeting the performance and latency requirements that the system requires. And so we anticipate that will go final operational probably in the end of February so we can start bringing in additional customers.
So the goal here is to have this big directory. People then can access this SharePoint as a service in the enterprise, and they'll be automatically, or the system will know who you are because you're in the directory, and if you're not in the directory, you won't have access to the systems. And it's not just for SharePoint or this portal, but for many cloud services. Now, Rivera says this is all part of the Pentagon's efficiencies reviews. He says the services and DoD agencies are spending millions of dollars on a similar portal for similar SharePoint services, so providing it enterprise-wide would ultimately save really everyone money. Now, Rivera mentioned NetCom pilot, about 14,000 people are currently using it, but he says the other services and DoD agencies actually are very interested too, and that's not all they're interested in. They're interested in other cloud services. Now, as we mentioned earlier, that the RACE initiative started as infrastructure as a service, but now the concept behind that is when someone says, hey, I need some computing power, some storage, DISA can turn it up or turn it down based on their needs, very much like a utility. Now, Rivera says the goal for the service for just as services, to be agile and flexible so they kind of can move and flow as DoD, the warfighters' needs are. The next thing DISA did recently is put out what they call content delivery services, and they've set up 62 nodes around the world so data can be positioned and it can be quickly accessed. So, for instance, if a warfighter is in Iraq and they know as the unit moves to Iraq and they need to, for instance, put data, they're going to need a specific set of data. They can position that data so when they go to get it, it's quickly gotten instead of having to reach back across the globe and say, okay, it's in our data center in, you know, pick a Georgia or Florida or somewhere. Now, this also is going to develop a test and development platform in the cloud and is actually considering moving that to a public or hybrid cloud. Hybrid cloud is where maybe it's a run privately, but it's in a commercial provider's, you know, data center. In fact, Rivera is developing a white paper on how DoD could use hybrid clouds. He's developing that paper for DISA Director, Air Force Major General Ronnie Hawkins, and DoD CIO Terry Takei. He's to complete that in the coming weeks.
We are speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Jason, what should agencies keep in mind when it comes to authenticating their users in the cloud?
This is going to be a growing concern for agencies because I think there's a lot of things they usually don't consider. Because let's face it, cloud is still fairly new. Agencies are just really getting their arms around identity management using their HSPD-12 or secure ID cards. And there aren't a lot of best practices out there. Yes, DoD has been out ahead with the CAT card, but even they haven't quite figured this out yet. Well, this is where the National Institute of Standards and Technology kind of comes in. They are coming to the rescue, if you will. Donna Dodson is in this chief of computer security division. She says the standards agency is working on several projects to help integrate secure ID cards with cloud computing.
We are running some test studies and cases at NIST to ensure that you have that interoperability between your CAT card or your PIV card. But for many of you, as you look at your mission, you have other consumers, you have other folks that you work with in your environment, and they may have other authentication requirements and mechanisms that they want to put in play. And how are these going to work with cloud?
Now, the tests also include the management of cryptographic keys under the public key infrastructure, or PKI. And these are, you know, bits of software that reside on the system and the card that kind of can shake hands and lets the system know who you are and lets you allow to use the applications. Now, Dodson says managing the cryptographic keys is not done well by either government or industry.
In a lot of these cloud environments, they're supporting some of your privacy needs and some of your security needs using good, strong cryptography. But if the cryptography is either so good that you don't have a good key management system and it stays encrypted forever, it's not going to help you. But as you think about that portability and that interoperability when you move forward, you need to be thinking about this from a very large scale. And that's a tough one to get right. So not the crypto itself, not the swapping the bits around, but the handling of the cryptographic keys.
Now, Dodson also says agencies need to keep in mind their network connections, how big, if you will, their internet connections are. Can they handle the data transfer because of cloud? Because all of a sudden that matters. Your data, your information is stored, if you will, outside your agency or outside your agency's main data center. She also says a recent NIST document about security and privacy in the cloud will help agencies manage their risk better, something you guys just mentioned in your newscast.
Well, Jason, could you bottom line this for us? We have all this activity going on with DISA and their cloud, which the Army is moving into. We have all this new guidance from NIST. Can it be said now that federal agencies can safely move to the cloud if they just manage it right?
I think absolutely. And in fact, so much has happened in the last year and a half. I think where sometimes you get initiatives who kind of tiptoe along, I think this one, the agencies are very much taking big steps into. And it will be interesting because right now everything's around the low-hanging fruit, email, collaboration stuff, public websites. It's going to be interesting once all that low-hanging fruit is done, where they go next. Will there be enough will they be comfortable enough to go with mission-critical applications, whether it's a private cloud or a public cloud or some hybrid of which? So I think what you're seeing now is all the work that's been happening over the last year and a half really coming to a head where agencies can say, okay, we can really start doing this in broad brushstrokes.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, thanks for joining us.